I actually saw the Carolina alert thing on my way to class because I teach two classes prior to that. So I just happened to look at my phone and I saw this alert Carolina. When I got into the classroom, I asked the students, what's the alert about? Because it said something about social media, some kind of announcement on social media. So they filled me in that, there's some kind of bomb threat, if you will, in the pit, this and that. And so I was a little disturbed to begin with because I've always thought if something's going to happen in a campus, it's going to happen in Carroll 111 because the sheer numbers. I mean, it's crossed my mind multiple times. So I was a little on edge anyway, but just keep moving, trust in the law enforcement. They're going to take care of this. And class went real smooth. It was literally the last 3 minutes of class. As I'm teaching, I see men in black appearing at the doors in the back of the room. And next thing I see, movement out of the side of my, from my peripheral vision to my left, and look over, more men in black. And the one approaches me, right, and says, "Do you mind stepping out here?" And immediately I'm thinking it has to be something with what happened in the pit. Well, all the guys told me, and again, it could be totally independent, but all they said is, there's a student in your class that we're going to apprehend after class. That was it. I don't know if it was unrelated. It could have been one of my students is dealing drugs. It could have been one of my students, something else happened. I don't know. Though my first reaction was, whoever made this bomb threat is sitting in this classroom right now, or potentially. And that was pretty disturbing because, they didn't say end class. They just said, this is why we're here. Because honest to God, you just see men in black. To me, that's all I saw beyond the 400, 320 students or whatever were there.
So what did you see though? Okay, so after the class, did you see everybody kind of going away and then them grabbing somebody?
I never saw that. I see, I have so many kids that students that come up and ask me questions after class. So I wanted to look and I didn't see anything. And they kind of, it looked like one of the men would step into the room and one kind of stayed back. Someone told me there were bomb sniffing dogs in the back of the, in the, whatever the, as you walk out the back doors of Carroll. So I honestly didn't see them grab anybody, but I was trying to act like cool, just talk to the students who had questions about monetary policy, if you will.
So let me ask you this. There are some people that actually said other, and not you in particular, but that some professors took it really lightly because they contacted their professor saying, I'm a little bit afraid. I don't, I understand I have a midterm, but so what do you think that does on your psyche? And do you think that that's like you need to get to class no matter what? Do you think that's insensitive? What's your
No, I would be sensitive to that. I actually, at the University of Pittsburgh a couple years ago, they were getting like daily bomb threats. And it's funny, it didn't make national news, but I went to grad school there, so I have friends that still teach there. And they were talking about like their final exam, students had options to like just take them online. It was getting so bad that they were just canceling weeks of classes or making them optional. Yeah, it was on my psyche. I couldn't have sat, if I had to sit for exam, I wouldn't have done it. But you know what? Some of the professors, sometimes we don't, we're so, we might react too quickly before you sit back and think, yeah, if I was in this student's shoes, let me think about this. Yeah, we'll just do the midterm on Tuesday.
Okay, so it's more of
Yeah,
you're
some.
like kind of on autopilot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get in my courses. I'm getting this done and
Exactly. Sometimes that's what you're doing, and especially exam day. And it was funny. My chair came into Carroll 111 right after me. He's like, "Hey, more excitement going on?" And I'm like, "You don't know what's happened." He wasn't even aware of the alert, Carolina. So some of us, we don't even know what's going on. I mean, like I said, for me, if I had not looked at my phone, I never would have known what was going on because you're just so busy. Maybe they were like, is this really something serious? But of course, if you look on Alert Carolina, you realize it is.
so do you think this is a joke to,
I
is
think
this
you
a
need to take it
funny?
seriously. I hope it's just a joke, but it's poor taste.
Right, the person doing it, do you think it's a joke?
I don't know, but I.
No. If they say that it's a joke, is it a joke to do that?
No, it's not a joke to do that. This is too serious. Too serious. Florida State, what happened last night? I mean, I caught a little bit of that before I left for for the office this morning. And, you know, Virginia Tech and Columbine, all this stuff, these great schools, you know, the great school, I forget, up in Connecticut, right? This is not to be taken lightly.
They did have that right after, too. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
They said that it's going to be explosive, and then they said Columbine.
Oh, yeah. My one student said that. Yep. So, wow. No, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. And that's why I think whenever you do post a threat like that, at least if you call in a bomb threat, it's a federal offense. I don't know how they treat it on social media, but the fact that you saw the resources, there must have been a dozen guys circling my room.